Mike Cernovich, all these never-Trump people are on Qatar's payroll. By Robert Krajicek on May 10, 2019. Mike Cernovich noted how various never-Trump news media figures are beneficiaries of state funding from Qatar, further commenting on their roles as part of the Islamist State's broader information campaign, including Al Jazeera and AJ+, directed at shaping American public opinion. He offered his analysis on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "The Brookings Institute and all these never-Trump people are on the Qatari payroll," said Cernovich. "Al Jazeera and AJ+ propagandize Americans every day. Most people, when they're sharing memes from AJ+, don't realize that that is propaganda, and that it is propaganda from a terrorist nation." Despite its stated commitment to transparency, the Brookings Institute does not declare the specific dollar amounts of donations it receives. In its 2018, 2017, and 2015 financial reports, Qatar is among its largest benefactors, occupying a slot in its top tier of donors with contributions of either $2 million or more. In 2016, the United Arab Emirates held the slot in the top tier of donors, also having funded the left-wing organization with either $2 million or more for the year. "Listen," Cernovich added, "yet these people, they go against Trump, they call people who read Breitbart bigots. No, wait a minute. These people are funded by foreign terrorists. How is it they get away with it? We explore in the film, they're all on the take. I started to look into the never-Trump people, primarily," continued Cernovich. "I didn't really know anything about Qatar. I probably couldn't even find it on a map, but I thought, who's this Benjamin with this guy? This boom, the cannon man, who's always wrong and claims that he's morally superior to everyone else. And I went, Brookings? I wonder what's going with Brookings." Even the New York Times reported that Brookings is taking a lot of money from Qatar. Why is the Brookings Institute taking tens of millions of dollars from them? News media outlets such as CNN and MSNBC regularly invite figures from the Brookings Institute and other ostensible think tanks to offer political commentary marketed as objective without disclaimers pertaining to their foreign state funding. "There are many, many journalists on Qatar's payroll," observed Cernovich. "There's a reason that the narrative shifted on Saudi Arabia. The media didn't care about Saudi Arabia forever. And then suddenly everyone went, look at how bad Saudi Arabia is. Meanwhile, Mohammed bin Salman and other people in Saudi Arabia were actually going after terrorist elements within Saudi Arabia, and Qatar didn't like that." Cernovich advised, "The first step is to just call it out. These people want to get on Twitter and act like they're better than everyone else. They're taking foreign money from a regime that oppresses gays and sponsors terrorist attacks." Marlowe and Cernovich recalled Hillary Clinton's 2017 endorsement of Al Jazeera as real news. "Hillary Clinton is praising foreign propaganda by terrorists. And that really did happen," remarked Cernovich. "She said it, this is a regime that throws gay people in prison. There were terrorists freed from Gitmo by Obama. The five terrorists are all living like kings now in Qatar. That's another story that doesn't get reported. By the way, they hacked over 1,500 American citizens, Qatar did, and we never hear about that." Marlowe noted how left-wing and Democrat-aligned news media outlets canonized Jamal Khashoggi after Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. "Khashoggi wasn't even actually a journalist," assessed Cernovich. "He was a columnist. His columns were written by the Qatari government. He was funded by the Qatari government, and he propagandized. I remember when he died, the mainstream media claimed that we were starting a conspiracy theory by claiming that he was connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. But you can go onto the Washington Post and read one of his most recent columns praising the Muslim Brotherhood. He was praising the Muslim Brotherhood in the Washington Post while being paid by Qatar." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.